In this bulletin, Western Australia avoids another coronavirus lockdown, but nightclubs close and mask rules apply. Backlash continues against the government's ban on people returning from India. And in sport, an Australian victory in MotoGP. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. Western Australia remains on high alert as health teams work to track the movements of three positive coronavirus cases. A hotel security worker and two of his housemates became infected, but Perth has avoided having another lockdown period. Nightclubs in Perth and Peel will remain shut for the next week, and people will need to wear masks both inside and outdoors. Dr. Ben Scully, who's head of public health operations in WA, is encouraging everyone to be mindful of the locations that they visit.
A reminder that people need to monitor for symptoms for 14 days after potential exposure at any one of the published locations. Please remain vigilant. If you have symptoms, you must go and get tested.
Backlash against the federal government is continuing in response to the temporary suspension of flights from India to protect Australians from coronavirus. Australians attempting to fly home from India could be at risk of a fine or jail time if they breach biosecurity laws, but there's been sustained criticism of the travel ban policy. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has rejected suggestions that the decision is racist and is standing by the move, which blocks travellers from returning home for now. Meantime, a Lowy Institute commissioned poll reportedly shows only one in three participants believe the federal government should be doing more for Australians stranded abroad. India's new coronavirus case figures dropped slightly on Sunday, but the healthcare system is still under pressure to cope with COVID-19 infections. Authorities reported less than 400,000 new cases in the past 24 hours, but the Indian government remains hesitant to impose a national lockdown. Some Indian states and union territories have restrictions in place to curb infection rates after more than 215,000 COVID deaths in India. Professor Chen Hong from East China Normal University says his country needs to work together with India to fight against the common enemy.
The virus respects no borders. To help others in this battle, in this global battle against the COVID-19, is to help yourself. So actually, this is definitely a global battle we're actually engaged in.
India's coronavirus case tally reached 19 million infections on Sunday, and daily case figures have remained above 300,000 for 11 days in a row. And Britain has rushed to increase government aid to India as doctors there continue to grapple with the surge in coronavirus infections that's killing thousands of people a day. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the British government is sending additional equipment to India.
Well, we've stayed in close contact with the Indian authorities. I've been talking to Foreign Minister Jaishankar. We want to make sure we provide the help that they really need, so we're listening very carefully. So on top of the concentrators, the oxygen concentrators, the oxygen generators, we're now providing an additional 1,000 ventilators to support our Indian friends in their time of most need.
Our Prime Minister Boris Johnson has planned a video meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday to discuss further cooperation between the two countries. Tasmanians could be waiting for several days to learn if the Liberal Party can form a majority government after Saturday's state election. On Sunday afternoon, 80% of the vote had been counted, and the Liberals are likely to claim a historic third term. Labour appears to have won 8 seats and the Greens have secured 2. Premier Peter Gutwin needs to secure a 13th seat to deliver the government a majority in the 25-member lower house. The state experienced a surge in pre-poll and postal voting with 70,000 ballots in total. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is expected to deliver a substantially improved budget position than was expected just a few months ago. Deloitte Access Economics says this is the result of jobs returning after last year's recession faster than Treasury assumed, soaring iron ore prices and households' willingness to spend. The Treasurer will hand down his budget on May the 11th. All up, deficits are expected to be almost $100 billion better off over the four financial years to 2023-24 in the budget papers. In sport, Australia's Jack Miller has triumphed at the Spanish Grand Prix to win his second MotoGP on Sunday. Miller held off Ducati teammate Francesco Bagnaia and obtained a lead with less than 10 laps remaining. He celebrated on the podium alongside his teammate Bagnaia in Jerez. Miller says the win is an indescribable feeling for him, but he knows he had a reasonable pace after practicing over the weekend. And now turning to the weather forecast for today, starting in Perth, mostly sunny, high of 25. 19 in Adelaide today with a shower or two. 19 in Melbourne with showers increasing. Showers in Hobart as well with winds easing and a high of 17 degrees. 21 today in Canberra with fog and showers increasing. In Wollongong, morning smoke haze, high of 24. 26 in Sydney with a possible smoke haze. 26 in Newcastle and sunny. Possible showers in Brisbane, high of 25. 29 in Cairns, similar conditions there. And in Darwin, sunny and 33. And that's the latest SBS News, Sport and Weather. I'm Alan Lake.